The Arcata Tigers made some school history last weekend, and they will look to make some more on Friday night as they hope to continue a memorable season on the football field. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including some college football as College of the Redwoods gets set to host a bowl game for the third straight year, news of an HDNL player who has officially committed to play for the Cal Golden Bears, all the latest local high school and college basketball news, news of a big week for one former HDNL football player, how two HDNL runners fared at the state cross-country championships, and news of a former HDNL basketball player who is enjoying a stellar start to her pro career overseas. But first up, the Arcata Tigers made some school history last weekend after winning a first-ever North Coast Section Championship in football. Two touchdowns by quarterback Luke Lemke and one each by Jackson Strand and Daquan Dunn lifted the Tigers to a thrilling 28-21 win over Miramonte in the Division 6 Championship game at McKinleyville High School on Saturday afternoon. The Tigers quickly took control of the game when Lemke ran in for a 46-yard touchdown just 90 seconds into the game. A dangerous Miramonte offense, however, would respond almost immediately and tied the game at 7-7 after their first possession. The Tigers added to their tally when Lemke connected with Strand on a touchdown pass, and Dunn would then stretch the advantage to two touchdowns when he intercepted a Miramonte pass and returned it 90 yards for his team's third score of the afternoon. The Matadors would come storming back in the second half and tied the game at 21-21 early in the fourth quarter. But just as the momentum had switched hands, the Tigers quickly grabbed it right back when senior Cal Tucker took the ensuing kickoff 87 yards to the Miramonte 3-yard line to set up a 3-yard touchdown run by Lemke. The Arcata defense held firm after that and the Tigers secured the historic victory. The Tigers became the 8 out of 9 HDNL football programs to win at least one section championship in the past 15 postseasons. The Arcata players and coaches will now turn their attention towards this weekend's state playoffs. On Friday night, the Tigers will travel to Winters near Sacramento to play Winters High School in the Division 6 AA NorCal Regional Championship, with the winner of that game advancing to next weekend's 6AA state championship game in Southern California. Arcata is now 12-1 in the season, while Winters is 12-0 after winning the Northern Section Division 4 championship 2 weeks ago. The Ferndale Wildcats also played for a section championship last weekend, but fell 21-19 to Moreau Catholic in Hayward to end their memorable season. The loss was just the second in their past 19 games, and it ended a run of 7 straight playoff victories for the defending 7AA state champions. Arcata's state playoff game is one of two huge football showdowns for local teams this weekend. Closer to home, College of the Redwoods will host a bowl game for the third straight year as they look to win a postseason game for the second straight season. On Friday night, the Corsairs will play West Hills in the 2024 Grizzly Bowl, which will be played at Cal Poly Humboldt's Redwood Bowl. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Last year, the Corsairs ended a 30-year wait for a bowl game victory when they hammered Hartnell College 63-0 in the 2023 Grizzly Bowl. In other local football news this week, on Wednesday afternoon, Fortuna senior Jake Houseworth officially committed to play for the University of California in Berkeley. Houseworth, who will play tight end for the Golden Bears, had verbally committed during the summer, but he made it official when he signed his letter of commitment in front of a large gathering of family, friends, coaches and teammates at Fortuna High School. Houseworth, who also is a standout basketball player for the Huskies, says football has always been his favorite sport ever since he began playing when he was just 8 years old. He was heavily recruited by several big-time West Coast Division I programs and said it came down to a decision between Washington State and Cal before he committed to the latter. In local high school basketball, several teams are in action at various tournaments this week, including the South Fork Boys, who are now 3-0 on the season. The Cubs traveled to Anderson Valley High School to play in the annual Redwood Classic and won their opening two tournament games on Wednesday, defeating Laytonville 71-29 and Round Valley 79-62. The high-scoring Cubs will play in the tournament semifinals on Friday night. Several other local teams are also in action this week in what is the first busy weekend of the season, including the McKinleyville, Arcata and Ferndale boys teams, all of which are competing at the annual McKinleyville tournament. Thursday morning's earthquake, meanwhile, has affected the local basketball schedule. The College of the Redwoods annual Coach Tregg's Classic Men's Basketball Tournament had to be pushed back one day, with the action beginning on Friday instead of Thursday. The three-day tournament will now wrap up on Sunday. The host Corsairs, who are 7-1 and ranked number 14 in the state, will play Mendocino on Friday night at 7, followed by a Saturday showdown against Southwestern Oregon, also at 7 p.m., and a Sunday afternoon game against Simpson JV at 3. In other local football news, former Del Norte Warrior and two-time Big Five offensive MVP Buck Pierce has been named the new head coach of the BC Lions of the Canadian Football League. Pierce, who graduated from the Crescent City School in 2000, played 4 years at New Mexico State and 9 years in the CFL before becoming an assistant coach in the Canadian League in 2014. He was named the Lions head coach on Wednesday. In local high school cross country, a pair of HDNL runners traveled for last weekend's state championships in Fresno. Eureka senior Everett Docherty placed 74th out of 201 runners in the Division 4 boys field, while Arcata sophomore Evan Poston finished 97th. And finally this week, former Eureka High and College of the Redwoods standout Michaela Napoleon is enjoying an impressive start to her professional basketball career overseas. Napoleon is in her first season playing for Starlights Basketball Club in Malta and was recently named the league's Player of the Month for October. And that's this week's Caymount News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.